when Mark asked me what we should name it, he just came up with AM Coffee, and I was like, what's AM for, you know? His thought was, well, maybe April and Mark, or just morning. So we call it AM Coffee and Espresso.
There aren't many places in Bethel to purchase espresso drinks, let alone from a drive-through cafe. But this past March, April Whitman's boyfriend and business partner, Mark Blake, decided to change all that, and the response has been overwhelming.
We love it. They drive up to the window and say, this is what Bethel needed.
It took the two partners less than a month from concept to the sale of the first cup of espresso.
So he came up with the idea, and I made a list, got all the licenses, all the paperwork, and we flew into town.
To pick up supplies.
Yeah, it just happened really quick.
Whitman and Blake both work for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, which means their side business plan called for hiring 4 part-time baristas to run their drive-through coffee shop.
I love making coffee. I've made... My job in Anchorage was working at Kaladi's, and so I've been making coffee for years now, so.
That's Jonah Koontz, their newest hire, and already experienced. Between customers mid-morning on a Monday, he carefully grinds the shot to craft a latte. He then composes an image in the foam.
And you can make a little heart or something if you feel like it. It's an art, so. I enjoy it a lot. I think the business is better in the morning because people are headed to work.
It's the AM rush, says Koontz. But lines haven't piled up too badly, he says. And so far, customers are usually after one of the more popularized cold drinks in recent history, the Frappuccino.
Everyone apparently wants a frap between 10 and 11.
With a solid core of baristas and the business steadily growing in the early months, owner April Whitman continues to look ahead and plan for the colder part of the year to come.
The water is going to be like, you know, that's going to be a problem. We get our own water. I mean, it's clean water. And that's just a challenge because it's going to be so cold.
For now, says Whitman, AM Coffee and Espresso intends to stay open year-round. Fully caffeinated in Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.